If you've ever dreamed of joining the Moscow Ballet in the performance of the great Russian Nutcracker, be prepared for auditions in September. Russian ballerina Carolina Shishkano is leading intermediate to advanced classes this Thursday and Friday at Hamilton Academy of Dance in Hickson. I spoke with her on the phone shortly after her arrival in America. The Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker is coming to the Tivoli Theater December 21st. And although that may seem a long time away, for many young ballet dancers in the area, it will come all too soon. Carolina Shishkano will be working with Chattanooga dancers for a chance on the stage with the world's premier ballet company, performing what is perhaps the most famous and often performed ballet, The Nutcracker.
Yes, it's pretty much like that.
It truly is. And the Moscow Ballet, the Russian Ballet, is known not only for the beauty, but the attention and focus of the performers.
Yes. It's a very beautiful technique. Russian ballet was always famous because they have very beautiful technique, very beautiful choreography. Not everywhere you can see that. It's very different from the American ballet.
What are the primary differences that you can just think of off the top of your head?
Just the choreography, the technique, the way the dancers perform, the way they perform the dances, the choreography, the ballet, everything is very technically difficult.
You were very young when you first got involved in learning this technique. You were just 9 years old.
That's the age, the perfect age to begin to learn the ballet. It's 9 years old. That's when the child is totally developed and is good to try to do the ballet dance.
When you first got involved, this had to take a lot of time and attention away from just a normal 9-year-old's life.
Well, yeah, definitely. And it's very hard in the beginning. You have to be very strong. You have to know that you want that. And you have to work really hard because it's very difficult for a normal child. You have to be very special to learn and pay a lot of attention to the teachers and to what they're teaching you.
Would you say that you basically gave your life to ballet so far?
Yes, that's how it is. If you get involved in this, you just have to be totally in ballet. You don't have time for anything else. And it's everything you do for the rest of your life.
That's quite a dedication you have. You'll be coming to Chattanooga for master's classes.
On Thursday.
How were the people selected that would be in your class?
We usually give opportunity to more than 60 kids to be in the show. We usually teach a class. We teach a couple master classes, different type of dances. We teach a choreography from the ballet. And we see, we give the chance to the kids to show us how they can do that, how they, can they perform, how fast can they get the choreography. And we choose them for the particular dances we have in the ballet.
All of these master classes and some of the other work is leading up to that audition for when the Moscow Ballet comes to Chattanooga for the Russian Nutcracker. What are you looking for in those auditions?
I'm usually looking for kids which are very excited. They really want to do this. They really have a lot of courage to try everything, to try the new things, to try the new dances, put a lot of emotions in it. And of course, I never want them to be really nervous because I'm a very funny teacher. I'm very relaxed, and I can make some jokes if I see if the kids are too tense and too nervous. So I'm trying to just make it easier for them and so they can show me everything they can do.
Will you be back in September for those auditions?
Yes.
That will be Friday, September 9th. 6 p.m. at the Hamilton Academy of Dance. And how many children here in Chattanooga will you be adding to the ballet's performance at the Tivoli?
Usually it's like 60 kids, but if there are more at the audition and more kids that we like, we can add more than 60 kids, up to 120.
You're looking for children ages 7 to 17. They have to have at least 1 year of ballet training in order to audition. And what are some of the roles you're looking for just for local children?
We have roles like party kids in the party scene. We have roles for mice, for snowflakes. We have big roles for big girls. like the variation for little kids. It's a lot of parts for the local kids.
And that would be like a once in a lifetime opportunity to say you have danced with the Moscow Ballet.
Yes, it's definitely a lifetime opportunity. It's a big chance for the kids to be on the stage with professional Russian dancers, to feel that emotion that are on the stage, and to feel that positive reaction on everything. And it's a very great opportunity.
How long will you be in Chattanooga this week?
3 days.
Well, I hope you get a chance to look around and enjoy some of what Chattanooga has to offer, and you don't spend the entire day in the studios.
I hope so, too. I heard they have beautiful mountains and mountain areas.
Carolina Shishkano will be working with young ballet dancers at Hamilton Academy of Dance Thursday, July 7th, and Friday, July 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The facility in Hickson offers a viewing window for people interested in watching the choreography of the Moscow Ballet Technique. Auditions for dancers will be held Friday, September 9th, as part of the Moscow Ballet's Dance With Us program. The Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker will be performed at the Tivoli Theater Wednesday, December 21st at 7 p.m. Tickets and more information can be found online at www.nutcracker.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.